Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Bryant, your host, in from Hampton Roads, Virginia. Welcome today on air. This is Monday the 19th. We're here on Flavor Living. And today we're going to talk about state county fairs. But first, in the food news, I've only got one really main food news story. It's called the High Seas Mission. Now, this happened in Hawaii, in a remote area in Hawaii, and it was kind of a mock Mars mission. Six researchers were chosen out of 700 applicants to stay 4 months, 120 days. 4 months equals 120 days in a remote location, and basically they were able to test out different foods where astronauts are going to be cooking. Yes, they're going to be cooking when they go to Mars. And we could, I'm not saying anything, we could have one of the researchers call in live for an interview. But I wanted you guys to hear kind of like a little bit of what had happened, what took place.
Hello, I'd like to introduce you to a project called High Seas. This NASA-funded project is designed to test food preparation strategies for long-term space exploration. To find the best ways for long-haul astronauts to eat, researchers at Cornell University and the University of Hawaii have designed a food study to take place within a 4-month simulated Mars mission. The researchers selected a crew of 6 highly qualified individuals with various scientific backgrounds to participate. The crew will live and work as astronauts in a simulated Mars habitat, conducting their own personal research as well as participating in the food study. In essence, the High Seas Project will compare 2 types of food and food preparation strategies. The first approach is similar to the ones astronauts on the space station use right now, eating pre-prepared, just-add-water-and-heat meals. These meals include oatmeal, soups, chili, and beef stroganoff, just for example. Pre-prepared meals like these are easy to make, eat, and clean up. The second approach is similar to traditional, earthbound cooking. It's the way explorers used to cook and eat back in the 19th century. Since astronauts on Mars would have gravity, they will be able to mix shelf-stable ingredients and cook from recipes. They could even make bread, egg dishes, and sushi. Meals like these are more complex than pre-prepared foods. They require more equipment, time and energy to prepare, and more water for cleanup. But they could help fight food boredom, which leads to astronauts eating fewer calories over time and possibly becoming malnourished. It's possible that astronauts or our crew could favor one approach over another, or they could favor a mixture of food preparation strategies. It's also possible that one approach to food or a combination of strategies might lead to higher morale, improved productivity, better health, and more crew cohesion. The High Seas study aims to find out.
There you have it. So basically, the High Seas mission just ended last week, and we are going to, I'm not saying out of the 6, one of the researchers will be on our show live. And if you'd like to listen, call in and ask questions. This is like a, you know, six out of 700. That's, I mean, all of them come from different backgrounds, and basically they're experts and very knowledgeable in their different fields. So we could have one, you know, on the next Monday. Tune in. But today's show, we're going to talk about state county fairs. This is the season, and we're going to talk about the five county fairs that are well known. And I'm going to mention Virginia since I am from Virginia. But our first county fair is in Iowa. It's the Iowa State County Fair. That took place August the 8th. It ran from August the 8th to the 18th. And basically, this is the county fair. When you go there, this is the county fair to have treats on a stick. They have about 50 different kind of treats on the stick there at this county fair. Basically, like this one, Octodog. It's a hot dog in the shape of an octopus. I mean, I'd like to see that myself. But there are 200 concession stands, and just hear the noises that are coming from this county fair. It's like they're having a blast, and I know the food there is because of the farmers. They have to have great food. Just hear the noises from here. It's, you want to jump in the radio and go there.
Outrageous foods on a stick. Next on Blue Ribbon Hunter. Attracting over 1 million people each year, the Iowa State Fair is one of the largest in the country. The people of Iowa come out to celebrate the state's agriculture in some pretty creative ways. One of the longest standing traditions is the butter cow. How many pounds of butter are in that cow?
There's approximately 600 pounds of butter in the butter cow.
How do they make it?
Well, they start with a frame, and then the sculptor, she just adds butter and gently molds it, and then she has some little carving tools that she uses to shape that cow, and it takes her about 10 days to do the whole thing.
What kind of food is the Iowa State Fair most famous for?
I would have to say it's all the foods that we have on a stick here at the fair. Hot dogs, the ice cream, the pickles. This year there are approximately 60 foods on a stick.
What is the most infamous food on a stick?
Well, last year one of our vendors came up with deep-fried butter on a stick. It's really delicious. It sounds like it's not, but it really is very, very good. It kind of runs down your cheeks and your chin when you bite into it. You kind of leave your diets at home when you come to the Iowa State Fair.
Okay, so here it goes. The infamous deep-fried butter on a stick. Whoa. See that? I will tell you what it tastes like with the icing and the batter and all that good stuff. It tastes just like a cinnamon bun. And I will tell you the butter does make it better. But this isn't the only food on a stick here at the fair. Let's see what else I can find. This is a double bacon corn dog. First, you wrap the bacon around the dog, give it a little fry. Then put it in bacon bit batter. Fry it again. Now it's in my hand. Maple syrup glazed double bacon corn dog. Bacon is a really nice addition. The batter itself, it's a corn dog, right? So picture a nice like corn biscuit or a Johnny cake with your breakfast sausage and bacon. That's what I'm eating. Okay, so this is fried cheese on a stick. Yum. Lot of cheese in there. Deep fried Twinkie on a stick. That's just a whole lot of cake. Chocolate dipped s'more on a stick. And I needed a dessert too. Aha! Iowa pork on a stick. The stick is actually the bone. Ooh. This is the most flavorful, perfect pork. No dryness, just rich, fatty, caramelized, delicious. You can't forget the deep fried Snickers, critical component of the Iowa State Fair. I believe it's melted chocolate caramel and peanuts, if I'm not mistaken. See that nougat? Oh, yeah. Fried pineapple on a stick. I do like a hot pineapple. I gotta say, fried butter is still my favorite. Maybe I need some salad on a stick. Salad on a stick. Relatively easy to make, no cooking. Just assemble your favorite ingredients. I've got carrot, pepper, cucumber, tomato, mushroom, and of course, nice wedges of iceberg lettuce. There's a whole lot of vegetable right here. It holds the dressing really well. It's not gloopy, and by the end, anything I haven't had will just drip right off. You can't leave the Iowa State Fair without milking the cow. Oh, this is awesome! And then watching people drink way too much of that milk at the chug-a-lug.
That is from Iowa. So that's the Iowa State Fair. That went down on August the 8th through the 18th. And our next one is the Alaska State Fair. That's going to happen on August the 22nd through September the 2nd. Now, here they have really neat contests here at the Alaska State Fair. They have the huge vegetable contest. Basically, if you want to see gigantic vegetables, you go to this fair right here in Alaska. Let me give you examples of some of the winners of previous year. A 20-pound carrot, 1,000-pound pumpkin, and this has been taking care, this has been going on for 17 years now, and the winner gets $2,000 in prize money. See, that would motivate me to grow something here in Virginia, and I would take it to Iowa. I mean, now, they also have other contests besides as far as the gigantic vegetable contest, which I thought was really cool. I mean, check this out. They have the duct tape contest. Basically, they provide you with duct tape, and in 15 minutes, you have to come up with a creation. You know, I mean, if you have any type of suggestions, please write them down and call us and tell them, what would you do in 15 minutes with duct tape? You know, and the parent-child look-alike contest, basically, the child dresses up like the parent, and the parent dresses up like the child, I mean, the hair, and also dressing. So basically, this is the one day you get to act like your folks, and also the folks get to act like you, and nobody gets in trouble. You know, and 50 contestants are in this contest during the Alaska State Fair. So that takes place on August 22nd through September the 2nd. And here's some noises from there, you know, just a little bit of noises. Our next state fair is in New York. They are also doing the state fair, also during August the 22nd through September the 2nd. And basically, their state fairs, there's a lot of wines. They do a lot of wine testing, wine booths, and also they do as far as the vegetables and everything. But this lady, there was a really one particular scene. I remember this lady, she interviewed, she was from Vermont, and she interviewed the lady from New York, talking about maple syrup. So basically, you have to see and compare what she's saying.
Great New York State Fair. Place of fun, family, tradition. Place where you can see poultry, celebrities, never know. Sausage, tractors, what it's about. Farmers markets, real life, family fun, tradition, and butter. let me give you a list of the foods. I'm looking at them right now. Can you say yay or nay if you're going to try them? Or if you would or would you not? Mac and cheeseburger.
Well, definitely not.
I see you have a blooming onion.
Yep.
Right in there. Is it good? I'm looking really bored over there.
So-so?
Deep fried Reuben.
Maybe a deep fried Reuben?
Maybe.
Buffalo tender wrap?
Yeah, maybe.
So you would try maybe a deep fried lasagna?
Yeah, probably.
Deep fried lasagna?
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be interesting. Sweet potato fries?
Oh, yeah, they're good.
The Snicker wrap and bacon deep fried.
Fried mac and cheese.
Oh, no, that's Becky's.
Mac and cheese?
I don't think so.
What about a pig and potato parfait?
Oh, I just read that.
Did you see that?
How about the pig and potato parfait?
Fried green beans?
Yeah, I like them.
Eggplant fries.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would try the zucchini onion type.
Something else? Type.
Yeah.
You would venture outside of an onion field. You heard about the donut burger?
No, I haven't.
Two donuts with a hamburger in between. I don't know if that sounds.
I don't know if I'd go for that.
I don't know how that sounds. Maybe if they put cheese, maybe cheese. And you are?
I'm Kim Enders from the New York State Maple Producers.
Hi, Kim. Well, first, let's just get this out there, at the air. Vermont, friend or foe?
Foe.
Foe? What's the difference? Is there a difference between Vermont maple syrup and New York maple syrup?
New York's is better. We make maple sugar, maple cream, maple granulated sugar.
I tried the barbecue sauce.
Maple sugar candies, maple cotton candy, maple popcorn, maple ice cream.
Okay, well that's... Wow, okay, well that's... Yeah.
Did she say maple cotton candy? Well, she basically said that New York rules the maple syrup kingdom. That's what she was kind of stating, you know. Now, our next county fair is in Minnesota. This takes place, again, I'm telling you, this is going on. I mean, between August 22nd and September the 2nd in Minnesota. The county fair is kind of like a family-oriented type of county fair. They have different things like... They have a booth, an all-you-can-drink milk booth. You pay $1, and you get an unlimited amount of milk, of basically moo juice. Did you get that? Moo juice. So $1, unlimited amount of milk. Now, I heard that here are some of the new foods that are going to be coming out there. If you go out there coming up this week, some new foods to look for. Candied bacon cannoli, deep fried bread pudding, chopped dogs, PB and J sundae. Yes, a PB and J sundae. I had to pause on that. And Philly fries. You can get also Philly fries. So that's in Minnesota. Now they have it on 320 acres. It's a 12-day event. Basically, 1.8 million people in that 12-day span are there. So that's a lot, you know, that's going on there in Minnesota. You know, I'd like to fly just to see that, you know, in Minnesota. Now, our next county fair is in Texas. This is like the biggest county fair on the planet. It's in Dallas, Texas. It's going on September 27th through October the 20th. And basically, as you know, the Twinkies back, you know you're going to see some fried Twinkies there in Dallas because the Twinkies back. Now, there's lots of rides. There's a 76 different amusement rides, and there's a 212-foot high Texas Star Ferris wheel. It's the tallest in America. So we're going to hear some different words here from Texas. This is from Dallas, Texas.
Welcome back, folks. Well, let's get right into it now. Here is our pal Matt Hillier, the front man of 1100 Springs, as he shows off the highlights from the State Fair of Texas.
Hey, folks. You see Big Tex right there? You see me? I'm Matt Hillier from 1100 Springs. We're here at the State Fair. We had so much fun last year. We're here to do it again. Let's do this.
I'm hardcore, man. I double fist with the Fletcher's corny dog. I'm going to have one. You know what I'm going to do after that? One more. How about that?
Real happy right now.
We're here at the test track, Chevy test track. I don't know where else in the fair you're going to be able to go and try out a nice new truck like this. Run over some tires. Maybe knock over a couple of cones here. Job security. That's what that is for most folks. Dang, how did I miss it? All right, folks, we're back to the scene of the crime, a.k.a. the Midway, where all the action happens. We're going to get into it right now. Let's check it out. I gotta get in the spirit of things and get my uniform on. My uniform of choice? Airbrush t-shirt every time. Let's check it out. So I'm thinking maybe the Playboy Bunny. And can I get it to say if I like to party? Yeah, that's what I, because I like to party. Have you ever had anybody come up to you like maybe like, with like a curly Q mustache and get frustrated with the rules of the game and be like, I call shenanigans.
Nope.
Nobody ever like came up with like white gloves and like slapped you in the face.
Nope.
Pistols are done.
Hey, there you go. That was fine.
Red and black over there. Yeah, to go with my I like the party shirt.
There you go.
I got one more question for you.
Yes, sir.
You like to party?
Oh, yeah.
So do I.
All right.
A hot buttered corn. That's what I think will round it all out because I need a vegetable.
Texas, in Dallas, Texas. Now, that's going on September the 27th, October the 20th, Dallas, Texas, and man, you know, you can tell he had some fun there, and I'd like to go too. But listen, that's our show today here on Flavor Living Radio. We wanted to cover mostly the top county fairs that are going on in the country and, you know, tell everybody what's going on. And tune in next week. We are going to have possibly a guest from the High Seas research team that stayed 120 days, 4 months, for a Mars mission. They tested different recipes. And on our website, flavorliving.com, we are posting a lot of their recipes. So if you see meals from Mars, that's from the mission. And we'll be posting each of the recipes. Check it out. And thank you for tuning in to Flavor Living. Check in next week, next Monday again. Hear us and see what we got to talk about. And thanks a lot, and have a great day, great week, and take care.
Everything you'd want to know. So tune in now and start listening.